Now, if you've been looking at the papers today, you may have seen some snaps of the Cannonball Run. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. And the supercars were in 2FM because it's really exciting because Ryan, Nikki and Jenny, they're all going to be live from the launch on Thursday, September 11th. So it's all very exciting. The man in the know is the guy whose brainchild it was. Alan Bannon, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
So listen, how did this whole thing kick off?
It started a few years ago as a fundraiser to raise money for a charity that I was interested in doing something for at the time, which is Barristan. And it just grew. So this is our sixth event we're planning now, taking place on September 12th to 14th. And it's the biggest event so far.
Alan, it is amazing. And I mean, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, everybody has a soft spot for it. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant charity. And what was it there that made you think, I need to do this?
Yeah, we were very excited to be doing it for Make-A-Wish this year. And I think it's a very good fit for Cannonball. Again, it's, you know, we try and choose our charities very carefully. It's a great charity in the sense that, you know, it's a tangible charity in the sense that we reckon we can hopefully grant somewhere in the region about 25 wishes this year. So that's 25 children that we hope to make a big difference in their lives. And, you know, when you see the work that they do behind the scenes and the difference it makes, it does drive you to do it every year.
Alan, do you know, it is a perfect fit because my sister is a car fanatic and it is the stuff of dreams. You know, the excitement of it, obviously safety is number one, but the excitement of it, the beauty of these cars, if you're into them, my sister honestly can wax lyrical. So it is a lovely fit with the Make-A-Wish. It is something, like I said, it's you don't get to drive these cars every day. You don't even get to see them every day. So it was a lovely fit, a lovely idea.
Yeah, I mean, the site alone, like this year we'll have close to 170 cars taking part. Cars like Ferrari, Lamborghini, you know, McLaren, Porsches. And one third of those cars come from outside the country. So we've about 55 entries so far coming from the UK, one person coming from the States, and one person coming from as far away as Dubai, which is huge. So they get a chance to experience Ireland, and we're taking this, you know, this new Wild Atlantic way this year up around the northwest, and to get a chance to see some amazing towns and villages in Ireland and experience the hospitality that we have here.
Because, you know, Alan, when you're watching TV, some of the most slickest ads are always for cars. The way they turn heads, everybody looks, and that's one good looking car. You have got, as you said, up to 170 supercars from around the world. This is going to get a lot of notice, a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the reasons why I decided to organise Cannonball for the charities. The awareness is equally as important as the money. So if you see a red Ferrari driving through the town, everybody will turn to look at it, they'll hear it, they'll see it. But you put branding on that and then suddenly everybody notices, you know. So, like, and obviously our sponsors are all over the cars as well, but it does draw a lot of awareness to the charity. And with 170 cars and a convoy, it's quite a sight.
It really is beautiful. But one time I was in, I got a lift in a very rare Lamborghini. And funnily enough, even though we were only going around city centre, we got stopped twice by the Gardaí, different events, different things, one of them I was nearly for directions off somebody else. It is something that everybody just wants even to get to touch the car. And you're very encouraging of that as you go along, don't you? You're very warm, you know, you're inviting the public to take part with you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we work closely with the guards and councillors on a local level to make sure it runs smoothly. It's important to mention it's not a race, you know, it's an organised road trip. And we welcome everybody to come up to all our stages and see the cars, you know, the small kids, the big kids, get photographed beside them. And some of our stages last year, we had upwards of 15,000 people attend on Sunday. And this year, we're particularly excited about the Sunday in the two stops, Care and Tullamore. Equally, Sligo and Galway on the Saturday night. But every year, we tend to see a bigger turnout on the streets. And it's a free event for people to attend. The entire route is on our website, and you can see each stage over the weekend. And kids get photographed with their favourite cars, the drivers let them see them. And that's a memory children have for a long time.
Absolutely. And it's magic. And texts are flying in here. So this is super event. We're looking forward to the finish in Tullamore on Sunday the 14th. We've made a festival around it this year in Tullamore and expecting up to 20,000 people. So, Alan, is it any wonder you've got celebrities lining up, queuing around the block to take part in this? Who have you on board this year?
Yeah, I suppose we have a few new well-known faces. Ryan Thomas, from Coronation Street is over for this year. There's a couple of people from MTV doing it. Shane Lynch loves the event. He's been with us since year one. And a huge supporter at the event. And Shane's coming over with a few friends from the Monster Drifting Academy in the UK. And we have, as you know yourself, a good number of DJs from 2FM.
Yeah. Oh, may have heard of a few of them. So Ryan, Jenny and Nicky are all looking forward to it. And obviously there's going to be updates on 2FM the whole time. Another text, Alan. I do the Cannonball every year. Super event. I can't wait to get to Ireland in 2 weeks. That's from Jürgen in Munich. Hello, German, Munich. Wie geht's?
Police officers, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and then
we have some great characters on the event too.
I'd say you do. Another text. I've followed Cannonball since day one. Found it very different to other similar events in that Cannonballers, nice name, actively encourage people to get close to and even into their cars, as we were saying. Is this something Alan expected, or is it just the spirit of the event? Darren Johnson in Naas. So, Alan, yes, as you said, you covered all of that for us. It's really exciting. Cannonball.ie is where people can get more information on that. Alan, thanks so much for talking to us this morning, and the very best of luck with it all.
Thanks, Sarah.
Take care. Bye-bye, babe.